get as many pictures as you can. This is fucking mental.
I'm taking a video.
Right. I'm going to try again with the recording. So, this is pretty remarkable. We've walked through a doorway into what looks like some sort of courtyard or village square. Except we must be 30 or 40 feet under the ground. There's actually old houses down here, or at least they look like houses. It's like someone has literally buried an old part of the town and built over it. And the strange thing is, the houses themselves are totally bricked up. Their doors and windows are sealed. This seems like incredibly extreme measures to control something. But then I suppose the plague was a pretty extreme epidemic. That is, of course, if it was the plague they were trying to seal off, and not something much worse.
What do you mean by something much worse?
Gotta keep the listeners intrigued, Doogie. Give them that wee hint of some ancient and terrible conspiracy.
I'm sure finding a buried street under the town would be enough to pique folks' interest.
Some folk, aye. But we need hundreds of thousands of downloads for this thing if I'm gonna make any money for it.
Fair enough. This place gives me the creeps anyway. Look over there too. Goes on for miles.
It's something else, eh? Wonder when it was all sealed up.
I suppose you'll want to look around for clues.
Well, we've come this far, eh? Let's head off in that direction.
Right. If the torch goes out down here, we're fucked though.
I've got extra batteries.
There's more to a torch than batteries. What if the bulb blows?
That never happens though, does it?
Now that you've said that, it will.
Well, you brought it up. The torch will fucking break. Are you genuinely shiting it?
No, I'm just conscious that we're kicking about pretty far underground in an unknown housing scheme.
Doesn't look any worse than the hill town in Dundee.
Aye, well, maybe it'll have better pubs.
I can't believe this place, though. Look at it.
Hard to believe, eh? And it's been right under our feet this whole time.
Think about it. This means the Edinburgh on the surface isn't really Edinburgh at all. Just a bootleg version, a tribute act.
Aye, this is the real thing. I suppose people probably lived here the last time Scotland qualified for an international tournament.
Settle. It's not that old.
In all seriousness though, there must be some sort of documentation about this place. Was there anything online about it?
There will be once I upload our pictures and videos. Something like this will trend worldwide. And we've beaten those uni cunts and the local press to it.
As long as you're not putting my name on there. I don't want the police at the door. We'd get in shite for this.
Like the police are gonna care.
I'd rather not take the chance.
Relax, I play golf with a desk sergeant at Chamber Street.
That puts you right above the law then, eh?
As long as we're not caught in the act, we'll be fine.
Since when did you play golf anyway? You always said it was a shite game for wankers and masons.
It is, aye. It's a good laugh, though. King George King, the ex-Rangers player. I play with him on Saturdays.
Christ, he ticks both the mason and wanker box.
George is alright.
Here, he got fired from a radio station too, did he not? Is that what yous talk about in the course? What was it for again? Sexist remarks?
No. Sectarian remarks.
Huh.
He does the sportsman's dinner rounds nowadays. Good money in that. Get your tea and drinks bought all night too. Not that the fat cunt needs it, like. He's absolutely minted. He owns a load of houses.
Hang on.
Aye, I know what you're thinking. I had the same idea. I was going to ask him if he'd like to sponsor the podcast.
No, I mean, listen. Do you hear that?
Hear what?
There's noise coming from over that way.
A noise? What kind of noise?
Well, fucking listen and you'll hear it.
Christ, aye. Is it some sort of mechanical sound?
I think so, aye.
How the fuck? Is it coming from up there?
Listen, man, I didn't fucking like this one bit.
Come on, don't shout out now. We need to find out what that is. Up here, look. This way.
Like I say, this place is giving me the creeps. Something's not right here.
Fuck off, you didn't believe in ghosts, do you? Mind you had a massive argument with that religious boy in Aberdeen.
I'm not saying there's ghosts, I'm just saying this place is fucked up. We've got what we came for, can we not just go?
Let me just record one more clip, then we'll turn around.
Fine. Hurry up then.
Further into the depths of this old, forgotten underground realm, the most unsettling thing has happened. I can hear a kind of mysterious mechanical sound. I can't see exactly where it's coming from, but I know it's off in front of us. If I can get just a wee bit closer, maybe I'll catch a glimpse of the source. It's cold, damp, and pretty terrifying down here. But there's many questions still to be answered. It's the Terrafiles. I'm Lee Power. I'm sorry, man, but I can't just leave now. I need to get to the bottom of this. We'll never get another chance. I'll go up ahead for a look. You stay here if you like. I'll only be a minute.
Well, it's the last time I agree to come on one of your field trips. Come on, let's get a look and get the fuck out of here.
If you're coming with me, fancy filming it?
No, I don't. A quick look up there and then we're going.
Alright. Over here, look. Watch yourself, there's wood lying everywhere. I about tripped over that cunt.
Aye, I see it. I'd aim the torch at the ground, but then we can't see a thing up ahead.
Hang on. Shine it on the floor again. That's no fucking wood, that's bones.
Well, that's great news. I told you something was bad about this place. We shouldn't be here.
Get some pictures. We need to document it all.
I'll get some on the way back.
They'll probably not be human anyway. You get what it was like in the olden days. Pigs and sheep used to cut about in the streets.
I'm no dying to find out either way.
Here. It reminds me of that H.P. Lovecraft story. You mind? The rats in the walls.
I didn't see you as a reader.
Well, that's you showing your ignorance as usual, Dougie. You think you're the big cultured whore and everyone else is an insufferable moron.
I didn't think that.
Aye, you do.
So, what happens in The Rats in the Walls?
The protagonist has a racist cat.
A racist cat?
Aye, well, the cat himself's no racist. He's got a racist name, though.
What's he called, like?
Guess.
No.
How?
Because in some ways that would be a bit racist.
No, it wouldn't, eh?
Aye, it would. I'd just be listing loads of racist terms until I got the right one.
Come on, mate, get off your high horse. It'll take your mind off being a trembling, shouting cunt. Have a stab.
No.
If you get it right, we can leave. Just one guess.
We'll be fucking leaving anyway.
One guess!
Alright, will you shut up about it if I do?
Aye.
Okay. Hitler?
Are you serious? Hitler?
Well, Hitler was a racist.
He wasn't a fucking racist when The Rats in the Walls was written, though, you daft cunt. Or at least not a famous racist.
When was it written, like?
The mid-20s.
Well, I didn't know that.
Here, look.
What?
See that? Shine the torch over there.
It's another one of those houses.
Aye.
What are we looking for? I think that's where the noise is coming from.
I'm sure of it. And look round that side.
Door and windows.
They aren't sealed up.
Is that the only one like that?
I'm fairly certain, aye.
So why are they all blocked up except this one?
Why is that sound coming from it?
Do you really want to find out?
Aye. And no. But mainly aye. Let me just get a wee bit closer. Give me the torch.
Didn't he get too fucking close? Lee.
Just a sec. If I can just... Oh. Fuck.
What is it?
Dougie.
Eh?
Run! Fucking run!